Blog Talk Radio.
What's up, everybody? We've been live for a few seconds on TV. We just came live on Blog Talk Radio. Welcome to Urban Entrepreneurs, where we teach you how to CYOC. For anybody logging on for the first time, say what? Logging on for the first time, CYOC, create your own check. That's what we do on this show. That's what it's about. Infotainment as the best. At its best. At the end of the show, my co-host, my partner, Russell LeGon, is going to give us a five-finger countdown right now. It's your man, Bunnett.
I feel it coming.
We got the five, the four, three, two, one later on. But right now, everybody, I got to put this online. Tonight's topic we're not going to end a live broadcast. We're not going to do that. We don't want to do that. What did I just do? Hold on, Russ. I don't want to end the live broadcast. What I want to do, you still on? All right.
Man,
I almost ended the live broadcast. So,
warmed up, man. Let's do this thing.
All right. So, tonight's topic, everybody, is we're still live. Thank you for the person just logged on. Tonight's topic is let your assets buy your toys. I'm going to post this right now. Bang. Here we are, Urban Entrepreneurs. Let your assets buy your toys. Doggone it. Don't be like the middle class who let their salary buy their toys. And as a result, they're always caught up in the work game, got to go to work game, the job game. I can't get out of corporate America game. I can't leave my blue-collar job game. You understand? Because they let their salaries buy their toys. Now, before we get into it, because see, Russ, you got me hyped up. You started me off tonight at level five. I was supposed to start at level one. Then go to level two, three, four, five.
We're going
all the way up. Thank you for the person. The person just logged on. We appreciate it. Let me just tell you right now, we are simulcasting on Blog Talk Radio and Be Live TV that we're on right now. Let me just make sure, Russ, that we are good on Blog Talk. Yes, we are. We are on. Let me just make sure our sound is good, as we always do.
Right now.
Yep, our sound is good. So listen, let me like this. Bam. Yes, sir.
I got a cup here that says Virginia is for lovers, right?
Yes, sir.
But, you know, we got to get some cups that say Urban Entrepreneurs is for people that want to make money.
It is, man.
With that gap, you know what I'm saying?
It is. Now,
you know, man.
Yeah, man. I don't know who that is from Patterson Coney, but I'll get that later, brother. We about to do this thing. Listen, everybody. We are going to challenge you tonight. We are going to teach you tonight. We're going to make this thing happen. Now, Russ, I'm sharing this with you, my friend. And let me hit up one more person. Let me hit up another person.
I'm going to go intellectual on you tonight.
All right, man. Doc, do that thing. Do that thing, man. I want to hear you.
Man, I haven't seen you in years, man. I can see you now.
Uh-oh.
You know, all this time I've been cheating myself, man.
Well, you're the one trying to be vain like me, man. You know.
Hey, listen, man. You know what I'm saying?
Talk. Yeah, man. Put on them specs, Doc. Thank you for the person who just logged on. Hey, we're going live. So everybody tonight, listen, we're trying to help you because you know what? A job in many respects is a just over broke. Now, I have a job. I work in sales, healthcare sales. I'm grateful. I was out with my area director of business development, and I said, look, I'm grateful for that biweekly direct deposit. I'm grateful. I'm grateful to the creator for that. At the same time, I realized that a job will never make me wealthy. It's not meant to. The owners of the corporation are the ones who are supposed to make the most money, because you know why? They take the greatest risk. Responsibility of the business, even if they have a team, investors, employees, et cetera, team members, as they say in corporate, they're the ones who've got to manage them. They're the ones who've got to raise financing. They're the ones who've got to sell a market. So rightfully so, they should make the most money. And the nature of capitalism is, The employer pays you just enough to keep you working. Am I right about that, Russ?
Hey, listen, Finesse, man, you cannot hate on a person who took time to create a business system where they can create their own check.
That's right.
Okay. and make it so that they can get paid, pay their labor, and have most of the revenue and monies come to them. You can't hate on them.
You can't hate on them.
If you choose to continue to be a part of that system, that's on you, but you can't hate on them. But you can use that system to your benefit. But just don't hate on the person that's doing it.
I agree 100%, Russell, and that's why we do what we do, because what we're trying to do is we're saying this. Work your business around your job. You understand? I wasn't raised with money. My mother has a bachelor's degree. My father had a master's degree. They were professionals. My father made a lot of mistakes in life, so he's probably lost hundreds of thousands of dollars because of those mistakes. At the same time, I was raised middle class, working class, middle class to be sure, because my mom was a single parent after my mother and father got divorced. However, I wasn't raised in the projects. We had a house. I had a backyard. We went on vacations, all of that. And I got an education, and I'm grateful for that. At the same time, what I've learned is that true wealth is created by those who own businesses. Historically, the owners of the business are the most wealthy. The most millionaires, incidentally, are real estate investors. So we're here, Russ, every week teaching other people not to quit your job, but to create a job for yourself. Create a job for yourself, because then when you create the job for yourself, you can pay yourself whatever you want to. Isn't that more liberating?
That's right. That's right. Listen, man, I had the benefit of growing up in a similar type of situation, you know, where my mom and my stepfather, they were working class people. You know, my stepdad was in the union, became the president, traveling. Brought home some good values, man, some good people skills and everything, landlords, homeowners. So I saw the system. I saw how they did that thing, you know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
And had the benefit of living, a good life, just chose to do bad things. So here I am now at a later time in life, hooking up with a brother like you, reapplying those concepts, man, because they're sound. They're good. You create that business system. You develop some good values, a good structure, and you can make it, man. Anybody. I don't care
anybody.
What the situation is, who you work for. You can transform your life. You can go to the next level. You just have to try some different things.
Exactly. And so let me just say that we are simulcasting, as I said, on Blog Talk Radio. The guest calling number is 657-383-0106, 657-383-0106. If you want to comment or ask us a question, call in right now, 657-383-0106. Press 1 to speak to the host. So the thing is, there is a difference, Russ, and we need to help our listeners and viewers understand this. There's a difference between wealth and possessions. Some people equate the fact that they drive a luxury car, live in a mini mansion or a full-blown mansion, can go on a two-week vacation every year, and their closets are filled with all the name-brand designers. Their houses are filled with all of the top-quality furniture. They equate that with wealth. That's not wealth. That says you spent.
That's a joke.
Yo.
That's a joke.
All right, let me stop. Talk to him, Russ. Talk to him. Educate.
Let me tell you something, man. We spend so much time and energy trying to appear prosperous. Putting ourselves, that's what, appearing prosperous,
right,
by putting people's names on our body, other people's purses, other people's cars, to give ourselves the appearance of being powerful, of being wealthy, of being prosperous, instead of actually taking the time to change the paradigm of our thinking, our mind.
Well said.
And change lifestyle in such a way that we can actually create the wealth. And when we create the wealth, we find that we really don't need them. Okay, most of that stuff is for people who really don't have anything going on, so they want to make themselves appear that way. Okay, people that got it going on don't waste their time on that stuff. They understand the deception.
Exactly, and there's a difference. And you know what it says? This is Urban Entrepreneurs. It is a multicultural audience that watches us. At the same time, I have to say a word to persons of color, in particular African American people. It is said that we are materially rich but asset poor. All right, let's define what an asset is. And Robert Kiyosaki, I probably quote him every show, and I don't apologize for that. I'm grateful that he made very simple the concepts that deal with building wealth. An asset puts money in your pocket. So when I buy my Porsche, that's not an asset. Hear me, y'all. Listen. And I'm going to buy one, right? Russ and I were talking off air about the cars we like. All right. When I notice I didn't say if I. When I buy my Porsche and I like the 911 Turbo, that's probably a $180,000 car, and I'm going to be able to afford it, not when I make my first $100,000, but when I make my first million. All right. That said, I am not under an illusion to think that that Porsche Turbo is an asset. Why? Because that car will take money out of my pocket every single month. When I buy my mansion, listen to me, because I have a story about this toward the end of the show. When I buy my mansion, that mansion is not an asset. Hear me, everybody. That mansion is not my asset because it will take money out of my pocket every month. The suit that I wear to work is not an asset. I don't care what the designer's name on my behind. It is not or on my shoulders. It's not an asset. However, the businesses that Russ and I own, to the extent to which they put money in our pocket, they are assets. The stocks, bonds, mutual funds, commodities, to the extent to which they make money or have a particular value, they are assets. Did I mention real estate portfolio? The first purchase I'm going to make is going to be a four-family house. And after this, Russ, please jump in because I'm on the road tonight, and I don't want to dominate the conversation. You understand what I'm saying? Well, brother, listen, you got to preach too because you're my partner, man, and you know I respect that and I respect your insights. Let me just say this, and I want my brother Russ to jump in because he started this. I tried to start slow and low, but he came on and blew it up. See, he already blown it up again, so I'm on the road. So finally. When I make my first purchase, thank you for the person who just logged on. Feel free to jump in the chat or call in 657-383-0106 to speak to us. That first purchase I make, that four-family house, is an asset. So if your closet's filled with brand-name clothes, your garage or the street in front of you is filled, it has a luxury car. But if you don't have assets, you are thing rich and asset poor. And that's not what we want. Russ, jump in.
Listen, Mike.
Please.
I noticed that. I remember when I was a caseworker back in the day down in working for the welfare department. And a lot of my clients would come in and they would get that $140 a month or the food stamps or whatever. And some of them would come in. And I mean, I don't know where they got this money from, five-finger discounts, the salon, the barbershop, whatever. And they would be decked out. Here I was, I had a job, a college education. They used to look better than I did, you know?
Yeah, yes.
And, but at the same time, man, I noticed that people that really had it going on weren't wasting their money buying things. They were investing in systems, they were investing in themselves, they were investing in ways that would cause appreciation and value so that even when they weren't working, when they were sleeping, they were still making money. You know what I mean? So
mm-hmm.
Today is forget about what you did before. Forget about the mistakes that you made. This show and other shows like it is about creating your own check. It's about changing your values, changing your paradigm so that we can start to learn new ways to regain some control in our life and start providing ourselves and our family with the type of returns that we need so we can prosper and live a good life, not with things, but with some real asset-producing income.
So this is what I want to do, and Russell, while you were talking, it's your man Finesse here. I wrote this in the chat. Look at your life. Anybody who's watching me right now, when there are people who are watching, thank you so much. There are people, I'm sure, who are listening via Blog Talk. Thank you so much. What I want you to do tonight, because we don't want to engage in the paralysis of analysis, we don't want to engage in the poison of procrastination, what I want you to do tonight is do an asset assessment. What does that mean? That means take a look at your life and think about and itemize everything that puts money in your pocket versus everything that takes money out of your pocket. And if the only thing that puts money in your pocket is your job, then you are at risk of being thing rich and asset poor. Bottom line. No disrespect, but you know what? This is a no-hold. I haven't said this in a few weeks, Russ. This is a no-holds-barred business conversation.
No-holds-barred.
You feel me? Don't delude yourself. And listen, most people are two paychecks.
$150 table bill. You don't even
watch
television.
Yo, most of us are two paychecks away from poverty. Let's keep it real. And what Russ and I are doing, we have a business venture called Project Advance. Now's not a promotion for that. However, I'll mention it. It is a venture that is geared toward the formerly incarcerated. We also have a cell phone invention that we're partnering with. Why? Because we understand. It's not, and thank God for a job, but it's not about a job. It's about me creating my own check. Jay Nat, what's up, my brother? Asset assessment. So, Jay, I want to big up Jay right now, artist number two. He is a hip-hop artist based in Alabama that I will be investing in. Good brother, conscious rapper, say along the same lines.
Tell him to spit something. I want to hear him spit something.
Brand Nubian. Hey, Jay, if you want to spit something, man, call us up right now, 657-383-0106. 657-383-0106. We'll bring you on Blog Talk right now. So Jay is a conscious rapper in along the lines of Brand Nubian, Tribe Called Quest, Talib Kweli, Common, Chance the Rapper. He's not trying. He's not talking about bitches and hoes and trap and counting money.
Mike, hold up, back up.
Yo, Doc.
This is no hoes bar, man. But we gotta keep it clean, man. We got right. Babies watching. Man.
All right. I'll dial it back. So.
All right, man.
I stand corrected. So Jay, listen, if you want to come on.
I don't know what you're talking about, you know what I'm saying?
I get it. All right, I'll back it up. What's the number? All right, I'm going to put the hey, Jay's going to call in. My man, artist number two, Jay, I'm going to put it on right now. I'm going to type it up in the chat, 657-383-0106. All right, so now. Artist number two, a.k.a. Jay Nat. Jay, listen, this is also Jay is the brother who he's going to be hosting my independent artist show. So, Jay, listen, we're going to give you an opportunity to come on. He is an urban entrepreneur based in Alabama, formerly of, I think, Lauraville, Louisiana, if I'm not mistaken. So, Jay, call in. You know, we're going to let you spit a cappella freestyle. We're going to let you do some bars. Show the people what you got. And we haven't even mentioned the topic, but let's get back to the topic while we got Jay calling in. Good brother. So the middle class trap, we've already alluded to it. Let me just state it. The middle class trap is we let our jobs buy our things, and so we're always tied to that job. That's the middle class trap. Right, Russ? I'm just putting it out there.
I know we have in front and everything, but you know, it's all about education. It's all about information.
Exactly.
And we use that education, that information, so that we can go through a transformation. I don't want to sound like the old people from In Living Color, the brother that used to rhyme everything.
Yes.
But it's about transformation with the information and the education so that we can, you know, attain a higher level.
Brother.
Information, man.
I may let you spit tonight. You know, listen, information is fine.
Yeah, listen, don't make me come out of retirement.
Check this out. Information is fine, but inspiration is fine, but information will help your inspiration to reach a destination. You understand what I'm saying to you?
All right.
You understand?
Yes, amen. Hallelujah.
Yeah, man. Inspiration is fine. Yet information will help your inspiration to reach a destination. So we want to connect your entrepreneurial inspiration and aspiration with information so that you can reach a destination. All right, I'm going to bring my man on. Artist number two, what's
up? How you doing?
I'm all right, man.
How you doing, Mike?
All right, turn up the volume wherever you are. Just turn it up a little bit. So listen, everybody.
I got you.
It's all about us paying it forward. It's all about us. What's what I'm looking for? It's all about us promoting other brothers. Jay Nat, a.k.a. Artist Number Two, hails out of Alabama. We've been in conversation. I'm going to invest in his hip-hop artist career. He's going to be hosting an independent artist radio show. So everybody who's watching tonight or listening tonight, if you know of any independent artists, hit me up in instant message. You know who I am. Finesse, a.k.a. Mike Teague. So, Jay, listen, tell them a little bit about yourself, and then let them hear a few bars, bro.
How you doing? It's artist number two, just based out of Huntsville, Alabama. Mostly on the lyrical conscious and whatnot. You know how it goes down. I'm one of the coldest that you ever gonna find. Just that much confidence in myself. A little bit about myself. Not too much inside the streets, but I can get street. Most conscious and everything. I just like to put a feel behind what I'm saying, because I know I've been through a lot, so I know there's a lot of people that go through what I go through. I feel like I can help a lot of people. I can give a lot of people a point in living. You don't have to feel worthless all the time. So everybody deserves that.
All right, brother. Well, let us hear a little something, bro.
I got you. Now, this one, it goes to all the women. And I apologize the times we make it so defensive, and I'm just reminiscing. Why not treat you with respect? You carry us for 9 months with no complaint, and that's a fact. My mama taught me to never disrespect, because no matter what happens, mama would never neglect. Why do we shame our women and never claim some women? They never show support with stepping up when dad is missing, but they rape our women, show disgrace to our women. We showing our sons that it's okay, but it isn't. Now look, women, you know you a star. You shine bright and know your worth because you setting the bars. My mama, my sister, my granny, my all, my cousins put the smile up in your face so I could know that I love them. Now, check it. Not to the rest of you girls. I want to let you know without you, there's no men in this world. We got to love our women, go above for our women. Because when you're dying and not, they're the ones who visit you in prison. You know I love to see your face, mama. And ain't nobody on this earth that can replace mama. So stop the drama. Give the women the earth. Give them what they need. Give them what they have. And give them what they deserve. Huh. And everybody got a black queen, mama. I can't express to me what you mean, mama. Just know I try the best that I can to show you why I appreciate you just for raising a man. My mama no love.
Yeah.
And that's just a little bit of slight poetry.
All right, so Jay Nat, artist number two, brother. Jay Nat, that needs to be the song that needs to be the song that you release to the world, man. I was just listening to Inside the Label, Mary J. Blige, how she changed the game because Andre Harrell saw her as one who would uplift the female race. That needs to, in particular, watch this. What, you know, and you know what you need to call that? Me too. Call it, you know what I mean? Because it taps into women's empowerment. And brother, everything right now is about women's empowerment. You get a banging beat to that. You get a banging beat to that, brother, and you need to release that. And you know what? Off air, let's talk, man. Yo, everybody, Jay Nat, artist number two, an urban entrepreneur, young brother, positive, conscious. I will refrain out of respect and for the directive of my co-host, Russ. I will not curse. Listen, everybody. There's not a lot of conscious. Yo, man. Yo, Jay Nat, artist number two.
I appreciate that.
Listen, brother, listen. Give everybody how can people reach you right now? We got some older heads. We got some young heads. Tell them how they can reach you. Tell them what. Give them your Instagram, your Facebook, all of that right now.
You have Instagram. You go to Instagram. You type in artist number two. That's ARTISTNUMBER2. Spell it out just like that. Facebook,
right.
JayNat, KNATT. SoundCloud, artist number two. It's the same content. You find the same content in content.
All right, brother. So listen, what we're gonna do, man? You know, we're building. I really think, man, that's how you're going to come out. It's original. I hear a little Tupac in there. I hear some women's empowerment. And I think if you name that song Me Too and we push that, man, it's going to put you on the map. So listen, Jay Nat, feel free to continue listening to the show, watching the show. I'm going to click you off. We're going to keep on with the show, brother. Thank you so much for calling in tonight.
All right, of course.
All right, one love, man.
All right.
Yo, Russ, that's how we do, man. Look.
Hey, I got somebody I'm about to send your way, man, send his way, you know?
Hey, please do that, brother. Please do that.
Yes,
listen,
sir.
Man, look, we love what we're doing, and we're here every Monday, every Tuesday, I should say, from 9:30 to 10. Soon we're going to shift back to a 9 o'clock hour. with an hour show, but I think a good half hour is good enough for the week. Leave people wanting more. So we talked about the difference between wealth and possessions, the middle class trap. What the wealth mindset, Russ, in your mind, what is the wealth mindset?
The wealth mindset is a big picture, long-term lifestyle.
It's I like
a
that.
Lifestyle. It's a mindset, but it's a lifestyle. It's a way of living in that you look at the things that you do always from a futuristic perspective. You look at them always from the perspective of low-cost, high gain. You look at it from a quality instead of a quantity perspective. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
And people that are about creating wealth, and I'm no expert, but I've prospered at just some different times in my life, and it's just a different way of thinking, man. You don't get caught up into consuming; you get caught up into producing. You know what I mean? And that's
like
one
that.
Of the main differences. Instead of consuming, it's a producing mindset.
I'm writing it down, bro. So there's some things I'm putting in the chat right now. Wealth is a producing mindset. This is what I say about wealth for me. It's time, financial, and creative freedom. It's time, financial, and creative freedom. That's wealth to me. Notice that I didn't mention money. I mean, you have to have money to have it, yet it's at the end of the day for me, it is time, financial, and creative freedom. Well, if I don't want to go to work on any day, because I think I've worked hard enough for 10 straight days, I can do that if I'm the owner. I can't do that as a worker. I can't just say, you know what, I'm not going to work today. See, I got my direct report's going to be wondering what's up. I got to let him know. Maybe his direct report may ask. If I don't have enough PTO, I'm penalized. You see what I'm trying to say? When I'm the owner, I don't have to think about all that.
Vanessa, you ever notice that people that have money, that own the means of production,
well said,
that own the means of influencing and controlling service delivery, they move at a lot slower,
yes,
more calculated pace, okay? Because they're not scrambling, because they're looking at things in a different way. They're not involved in a rat race like the middle class, like the people on the bottom rung of the ladder. They're looking at things. They're actually controlling and setting the tempo for things. And in order to do that, you can't be involved in the muck and mire of everyday life. It's more strategic. It's more like playing chess. You understand what I'm saying?
100%.
They don't get the burden of all that nonsense because they're thinking big picture, long term.
I like that, Russ. And so what we want is, let me check on the time on Blog Talk. We're good on Blog Talk, and we can be on Be Live as long as we want to. So when it comes to toys, what do I mean by that? That new car, for me, it's the Porsche. That boat, that $1,000 bespoke suit, that tailor-made dress, that tennis bracelet that may cost $1,000, that necklace that may cost $5,000, that vacation that may cost $20,000. Listen to this. That mansion that you've always aspired to. The middle class leverage their salary-based income to buy or finance their toys.
You know, one of the things that I remember, Finesse, and I try not to do this too much, but go back in time. Remember I told you my first purchase, home purchase, was a four family. You know, I used FHA, and I purchased a four family. And when I did that, you know, I was married back then and everything. But as a result of that, we were able to live a lifestyle that was, I guess, at the beginning rungs of what this conversation is about, to where I or she didn't have to use our paycheck to take care of our basic needs, you know, because the property took care of the note on that brand new Acura. It took care of the note on the mortgage.
There it is.
Took care of the taxes, all these other things, so that the paychecks would pay for things like childcare and food and stuff like that. You understand what I'm saying?
So you live that.
Some of the things that I wanted to have that I otherwise would have paid for out of my paycheck, I was able to pay for with the investment.
So, all right. So, Russ, I want to give the floor to you right now.
Uh-oh.
And now, you know why, Russ? Because, and I didn't know this until this moment, right? Walk our viewers and listeners through the mindset that motivated you to make an investment that would pay for your toys.
This is the way I saw it, Vanessa. As a renter, you pay, I'm just going to make up the numbers, $1,200 a month with your take-home pay from your job. At the end of 12 months, you basically have taken a lighter because you get nothing back from it.
Okay.
You take that same $1,200 a month. Say you took some money, you saved up some money, you put a little down payment, and you decided to buy the place that you're living in, okay? And you took on a mortgage. So now you've gone from being a renter to an owner, okay? Not so much a single family owner, but to a multi-owner. So now that same $1,200, number one, you get the write-off, if you finance, you get the write-off that at the end of 12 months in interest expense. That gets to reduce your taxable income, so you now get more money back on your income tax. In addition, because you have a 2, 3, 4 family home, you now have income that would have been paying for that mortgage, you know, most or all of that mortgage anyway. So you're not really coming out of your pocket because somebody else is paying that. You get to write off your real estate tax. You get to write off appliances and other things like that. So what you have is a situation where you now have gone from being in a deficit to having a lot of credits. And these credits in the form of this extra income and these additional credits that you can reduce your income give you additional options. So you can now go out and you can start to pay for things out of this investment that you otherwise would not have been able to do by just being a renter.
Russ, I tell you, I posted what you just said on Facebook. So it's from what I'm hearing you saying, Russ, it's all about a vision, right? It's a vision for more. I have to repeat what you said, because for me to say it differently, I'm gonna lose the power of what you said. It's a mindset. Bottom line, everybody, wealth is a mindset. All right, so Stephen Gardner, the co-host of Unchurched Live, my brother, my friend, my partner in that marketplace ministry, said, and you know what happened? I think he wrote it on another, I think it came on another post. It says here, what about leasing your toys, cars, for a tax write-off for your business? Russ, please speak to that.
Okay, had I continued the conversation, that's part of what you can do as a real estate person, especially if you incorporate your business, you know, into a holding company or some other type of company, or when you incorporate your business, where you now can lease your vehicles, because you can write off the vehicle as a part of your transportation expense. But you can't do that personally. You just got a car note.
So here we are, right? What I haven't mentioned on any of these shows, and again, topic drives information, right, Russ? So any wealth-minded person has to have a good attorney and a good accountant.
That's right.
That's just a fact. You have to have a good attorney and you have to have a good accountant, because an accountant can talk to you about the laws that govern taxation, that govern write-offs, et cetera. See what I mean? You need both. And let's move beyond, right? And Dr. Gardner, thank you for your comment. Let's move beyond H&R Block filing our taxes.
We're on a bit different level.
Yo,
Mike.
Russ, we're on a different level. Now watch this. Listen to this now, people. And Russ, we're gonna go over to 10 o'clock hour. We're good. Because we gotta move through this, right? And when I say move through it, not rush through it, but really talk. And I appreciate, Russ, the energy that you brought to the initial moment, because you hyped me up. So my first attorney, when I wrote my first book, and I'm not here to promote my book. I'm just saying in this context. There's a time to promote my book. It's not now. He was a cool brother, Greg Moore. And he had his deep, smooth, silky silk, Frankie Crocker kind of voice, Vaughn Harper voice. They're both DJs on Urban Radio in New York. Frankie Crocker deceased, God rest his soul. He said, Mike, when you start to make real money, then you can actually time when you pay your taxes. He said that to me, Russ, Dr. Gardner, others who are watching and listening, over 10 years ago. See, the wealthy don't pay taxes like we do. They'll set aside an amount. I remember Rolling Stone, Mick Jagger said they withhold 30% for taxation, right? But they time when they pay it because there are certain things that they can write off. They can take a business loss. They could buy a piece of property and allow it to depreciate. You understand? That's next level. I'm trying not to cuss, brother. You said don't cuss.
Don't do it, man.
I'm not. You understand? I can get away with one on Urban Entrepreneurs. I can't get away with any on Unchurched Live. But you understand what I'm saying? Listen, Jimmy Iovine is worth $700 million. Listen to me right now. Jimmy Iovine, the one who said, and I won't drop the F-bomb, but he said to Dr. Dre, allegedly, F sneakers left make speakers. And that was the beginning of Beats by Dre. And Dre's a billionaire, they say. Jimmy Iovine is worth $700 million, yet Jimmy Iovine has a business advisor.
Yeah.
And listen, what we are, Russ, let's toot our own horn just for a moment. What we are in Urban Entrepreneurs, we are your 30 to 60 minutes free business advisors.
Right.
Come on now. Information is information. It doesn't matter the vehicle from whom the information comes. This is next level conversation, everybody. And I'm telling you, out of the love of people like Dr. Gardner and Nicole Monique, Ricky Vera, others, Tamara Summers, Jay Nat, we're always going to give y'all either the free plan or the family discount. But now there will come a time when we will be Shark Tank type brothers like Damon John, and we will charge a premium for this content. But because y'all have been with us from the outset, we're going to show you love always. I bow that to you.
Listen, they better get my cell phone number now, man, because as time goes on, I'm going to stop giving out that number, man.
Yes, sir. So right now,
you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, listen. We're talking real talk.
Now.
Get that number now. So Russell,
now.
Russell Lagan, and Russ, you got to come up with a media name. Right now, we're just going to call you Russ. You understand? When you come up with your media name, then we're going to use that, right? You know, my media name is Finesse. Listen, everybody. Russ is one, and I respect that. However many years ago he did it, he had a vision. I'm not there yet, but I'm getting there where my business revenue will pay for my Porsche. I'm going to tell you something. One day, my son and I, we went. It's called vision casting. My son's 11 years old, and it made such an impact on him. He will ask me about it. He said, Daddy, when are we going to get our mansion? All right. So about 6 months ago, maybe a year ago, we went up in Watchung. Watchung, New Jersey is the city of the $10 million home. Not Sissy Houston, but I Will Survive. Gloria Gaynor, I believe, lives in Watchung, New Jersey.
Yeah.
So there was an abandoned mansion, and we walked on it. It was a circular driveway with the fountain, with the plants in the center. We walked on it, and we prayed on it, right? We didn't claim that mansion, but we claimed a mansion. And so Mike will ask me, 11 years old, Daddy, when are we going to get our mansion? So one day, Russ, I'll be honest. I was thinking, I said, you know what? I promised Mike that we would have our mansion. And then, you know how we get emotional, bro? We want the best for our children. Thank God for your son in Spain right now. I think you said Spain, doing well. Your daughter, I saw her picture you posted. Thank God for them. So I got emotional, man. And I'm like, you know what? All right, when I make my first million, I'm going to buy a mansion because I promised my son a mansion. And it's like the creator tapped me on my shoulder and said, no, let your assets buy your toys. Thus, the topic of this show.
That's right.
Because a mansion, Go ahead, Doctor.
You know, Finesse, the bottom line, and, you know, I am no expert, and when I look back in time, and I look in terms of my vision moving forward, it's about ridding ourselves. All of us have this capability. Each one of our listeners and our viewers have the capability. We all have the potential. Some of us just have to rid ourselves of some bad habits.
Agreed.
As in the case of myself, because you know how to do things, but you have stuff that gets in the way, and it clouds your vision, it clouds your judgment, and you start to think that you have to have all these other things. Some of us need information, so we learn new tools on how to manage our finances, how to plan and put things in perspective. And some of us just need inspiration and coaching along the way, but we all have the capability to achieve whatever it is that we want to achieve, man. I'm just keeping it real. But like I said, for the most part, we just have to rid ourselves of some bad habits, man, and go ahead and do this thing. And whatever that means to us in our own little way, for some of us, that mansion might be just be a 3-family, 2-car garage house. For others, it might be, you know, 15 rooms or whatever. You know, me, you know, 6 bedrooms. I just want a room for all my kids, a room for my dog, you know, so I can get in there,
exactly.
You know, me and my peeps and everything. I can get out there and smoke my cigars and walk around in my underwear pulled up over my belly button, man.
talk to him, Russ McGuire. So, Urban Entrepreneur Family, my supporters, our supporters, I commit to you right now. And Russ, hold me accountable. When I get weak again, because, you know, there's a weak spot in my heart for my son. You understand what I'm saying? And I don't want to talk too much about his birth and all that because I'll start crying. I don't want to do that on the show. So,
hey, Russ, listen, I got a whole bunch of petitions for you, Mike.
Yo, man, you know, when I get weak, Russ, hold me accountable. And what I'm about to say, I bow to y'all. Because I got to practice what I preach. I believe in that. Otherwise, I'm an entrepreneurial hypocrite, and I don't want to be. I will let my real estate portfolio and my other assets buy my mansion.
That's it.
Liga Privada. Dr. Garden, I like that. Now, that sounds like Italian. It looks like Italian, doctor, so you got to translate, brother, please, because I know Spanish, but I don't know Italian. Is that a type of vehicle? Liga Privada. Appreciate Dr. Garden. I'm serious, man, because, you know, listen, how he's only 11, right? How long can I keep promising him a mansion, right? But I have to instruct him, and we've talked about it, and when I try to explain to him assets versus liabilities, he's like, Dad, I don't know what you're talking. I said, Dad, I don't know what the heck you're talking about. But it's a good thing. Why? Because at least he's being introduced to the concept, right?
Yeah.
So I'm shaping a young mind. Russ, let me just check the time. I think we have 1 minute, 42 seconds. So, Russ, why don't you begin the 5-finger countdown? Let me just review the top 90 seconds. Let your assets buy your toys. Russ, oh, that's a cigar. Liga Privada. Russ, give him the 5-finger countdown. We got a minute left.
All right, people, here we go. The first thing you got to do, number one, pay yourself first. If you're going to get that money, if you're going to go on and move on to the next level, you got to remember to pay yourself first. Don't pay your mama. Don't pay your papa. Don't pay the dope man. I might even say don't pay the teacher. You got to have something for yourself, man. Put some money aside.
1 minute
number
left.
Number two, get yourself some type of insurance coverage so that if you lose your income, you got some type of coverage and everything. Insurance is not for the dead. It's for the living. Number three. Create another source of income, whether you sell an Avon like my peeps do. They sell Avon. You do a multi-level marketing or whatever it is, Shoe Shine, Lemonade or whatever. Number four, cut back on your spending. You got to stop wasting money on things that don't really have no value. That's one of the biggest ways to give yourself a pay raise is to cut back on your spending. And the other thing is to invest. Invest in a mutual fund, stock bond, anything. Invest. So that when you're
60,
you're still making money.
All right, everybody. It's your man, Finesse. It's your man, Russ Lagan. One love. Peace. See you next week. All right, everybody. Peace. Bye-bye.